When fires start in some pockets of Washington rangeland, there's no specific agency assigned to put them out. Ranchers are pushing to create their own firefighting teams, something that's worked for decades in neighboring Oregon. NWPB's Courtney Flatt has more.
Rancher Molly Linville parks her ATV near her herd of cattle.
Hi, ladies. You're looking particularly lovely today.
Her herd's quite a bit smaller than it was 2 summers ago. That's when a fire swept through the valley she lives in.
I'll be an old lady by the time it looks like it did before the fire. And that's if it doesn't burn again.
That's Linville's way of saying it'll take some shrubs more than 20 years, maybe 30, to grow back, but the land may never look the same again. As part of the recovery, she had to sell off a bunch of the herd because she couldn't graze the land. This allowed the land to rest so native grasses could take root again. The fire started after a rare storm swept through Moses Coulee in the heart of Washington. Linville saw 5 lightning strikes in quick succession and 5 plumes of smoke.
And it hit that heavy fuel and the wind started and it just blew up.
The Sutherland Canyon Fire eventually burned more than 47,000 acres in central Washington. It jumped the steep cliffs behind Linville's ranch, something no one thought it would do.
I mean, I don't mean to overblow it, but it was literally Dante's Inferno. I mean, it was 50-foot flame lengths. It was going so fast, it was shocking.
From the beginning, this fire was harder to fight because Moses Coulee is what's known as an unprotected area. There are no firefighting agencies assigned to respond to big fires there. Fires that start in unprotected areas, no man's lands, can grow quickly and jump jurisdictional boundaries. They could end up costing states millions of dollars if they grow to become mega fires.
We started sort of peeling back the layers of the onion, and what we really found out was that this unprotected land is a problem for everybody, for fire resources, for the adjacent local fire districts, everybody.
That's why she's fighting for what she sees as an easy, practical solution. Train ranchers and farmers who live in Washington's sparsely populated no man's lands to fight their own fires. There are some benefits to living in unprotected areas. For one, some ranchers like the fact that you don't have to pay taxes to a fire district or timber taxes to the state. They also like the independence. Oregon and Idaho both have rangeland protection associations. Steve Akaragi is with the Bureau of Land Management. He says these associations have kept hundreds of fires small enough so that they don't threaten people, property, and imperiled species, like sage grouse.
So when you got everybody saying, hey, that's not my fire, it just continues to burn, that's not a good system we have set up.
In Oregon, John Williams has worked with the Fields-Andrews Rangeland Fire Protection Association for 20 years. It covers a part of southeastern Oregon.
Most of the ranchers, you know, especially in wheatland and farmland like that, they know how to fight fire. They're just not organized, and they're probably going to fight a fire on their property with their equipment. But this gives us a motto of neighbor helping neighbor.
One night, the volunteer group helped save 5 buildings, including homes and barns. Flames raced down a hillside after the wind direction changed.
Those people are very happy about our quick response.
In Washington, a Wildland Fire Advisory Committee is weighing possible ways to protect these areas. State Forester George Geisler says the committee is expected to make recommendations in November.
We don't know if there is one big solution or if it is a combination of options.
In Moses Coulee, Molly Linville says her 20 or so neighbors have recently purchased a fire truck. She's also looking into buying radios because some areas don't have cell service. Linville says they've even received some informal offers from individual firefighting experts for safety lessons.
I describe us as a bunch of anarchists up here. We're pretty remote. And we all, as neighbors, we all said, never again. We will not do this again.
She says for her neighbors, it won't matter if they're still in a firefighting no man's land or if they can one day form a fire protection association. They're going to fight fires. I'm Courtney Flatt in Moses Coulee.